Good morning. Today we have a fairly easy question and answer when it comes to the Kedusha of Sfarim. We've been talking about the prohibition of putting Sfarim that are on a higher level of Kedusha underneath Sfarim that are on a lower level of Kedusha. For example, one is not permitted to put a Nach, a Sefer of Nevim or Ksuvim, on top of a Chumash. One cannot put a Mishnah or Gemara, one of the Achronim or Rishonim, on top of a Nach, or certainly cannot put one of the Rishonim or Achronim on top of a Chumash. But how about when it comes to not laying directly on top of one another, but if you have Sfarim, for example, on a bookshelf, and they are leaning one on another. So, for example, you have them leaning. It's not that they are straight up. It's not that the Sfarim are packed in, but there's some room, and they're leaning, for example, against one side of the bookshelf, and you have, for example, a Chumash that is closer to the side of the bookshelf leaning, and leaning on top of it is a Mishnah, or a Gemara, or Achron, or Rishon. Do we have to adhere to the same requirements that we're not allowed to have any of those third-tier Svarim, for example, Rishonim, Achronim, Gemara, Mishnah, on top of the second-tier Svarim, that would be the Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and certainly you can't have tier 3 or tier 2 on top of tier number 1, a Chumash. Is that only when we are lying the Svarim on top of one another, or is that also when they are leaning one on top of the other? So the Sefer Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, that's actually the short version of the title. It's a much larger title, longer title. This is the official title of the Sefer. Sefer Kedushas Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash Shmiras Kavod HaSvarim. That's the name of a book. And he says there as follows, that Shebizman Shiyesh Svarim B'Shipua, if the Svarim are not one on top of the other, but they are leaning, for example, as we said before, they're all standing up but leaning somewhat one on top of the other. You don't have to be makbid, you don't have to be strict about which is on a higher level of Kedusha than the other. So we can have, in that instance, levels 3 and levels 2 on top of level number 1, and you can have 3 on top of 2, 2 on top of 1, because they're leaning, that's not considered as if it's on top of another Sefer. And in fact, the Tshuvas Olas Yitzchak says the same thing. He brings in the name of another Sefer, Me'ora Yushenim, that when you have a bunch of Sfarim on top of each other, and you're concerned, you walk in, they're on top of each other, and you're concerned that there are Chumashim underneath, other types of Sfarim, and you don't have time to organize them. Well, what you should simply do is put them upright, and even though they are leaning one on top of the other, you don't have to worry about leaning on top of the other. You have to worry about when one is placed on top of the other. So he says as follows, V'alasmicha b'shipua, ein lahakbid b'gidur ha-kedusha, when it's simply leaning one against the other, but they are somewhat upright, that is not going to be the problem. V'chol ha-mechaber ha-satorah, gufo mechubar ala brios. Anyone who sows kavod to the Torah, making sure that the books are organized correctly, that person indeed is a dignified person as well. He will be dignified by others. Have a wonderful day.